There's no shortage of downtown Roanoke businesses with those LED open signs that look like neon, but Roanoke City Councilman and developer John Garland says the lack of true neon is not due to restrictions.
Because we haven't seen people propose neon has nothing to do with the city discouraging, and I think it's just a more expensive route to go to than just a marine sheet of plywood that's painted. I would certainly encourage the use of neon, and I'd love to see more neon.
Garland says that he thinks downtown Roanoke will see more neon because of the public's nostalgia for the signs and the ability to still get neon signs made by companies in the area. Ian Price, WFIR News.